Welcome to Commercial Property Briefing. I'm Georgina. Today, Cumbria. Here's the headline. Cumbria is the second largest English county by land area, but one of the thinnest commercial property markets in the Northwest by transaction volume. 9 principal towns, 4 very different sub-regional economies, and a price spread between the cheapest and the most expensive town that is wider than any other county in the region. Let me set the scene. Cumbria sits at the northwestern corner of England. Scotland to the north, the Irish Sea to the west, around 500,000 people in total. The land is dominated by 2 national parks, the Lake District, the largest in the United Kingdom, and the western half of the Yorkshire Dales. Together, those parks cover close to half the county's land area. And that single fact defines both the tourism economy and the planning framework, within which most non-urban commercial development sits. What the geography produces is 4 distinct economies inside one county. Carlisle is the county town and the only city, an English-Scottish border city with a deep manufacturing heritage from Pirelli and Crown Holdings, full motorway access on the M6, and a stop on the West Coast Main Line. Barrow-in-Furness, on the Furness Peninsula, is home to BAE Systems submarines, the United Kingdom's only nuclear submarine builder. The Dreadnought programme and the AUKUS expansion are driving a multi-decade increase in the workforce footprint there. The West Cumbria coast, Workington and Whitehaven, is post-coal and post-steel in legacy terms, but anchored in the present by the Sellafield nuclear complex. And the Lake District tourism corridor runs through Kendal at the Southern Gateway, Penrith at the Eastern Gateway on the M6 at Junction 40, and Windermere and Keswick inside the national park itself. Why should an investor care? Because Cumbria gives you value at one end and scarcity premium at the other. The lender market is shallower than Lancashire's or Greater Manchester's, with more reliance on challenger and specialist lenders outside Carlisle and the M6 corridor. But there are genuine niches here for borrowers who can match the right asset to the right segment of the lender panel. Let me give you the numbers. HM Land Registry, the government body that records every property transaction in England and Wales, captured 1,989 commercial-leaning transactions across Cumbria's 9 principal towns over the rolling 5 years to the first quarter of this year. That sits alongside 10,840 owner-occupier residential transactions in the same window. So this is a working commercial economy, but a small one, distributed across a handful of mid-sized centres. Median commercial-leaning prices range from around £82,000 in Workington and Barrow at the bottom to £385,000 in Windermere and £467,000 in Keswick at the top. Roughly a 6x spread inside one county, wider than anything you see in Lancashire or Yorkshire. Post-industrial coastal towns at one end, Lake District hospitality and second home stock at the other. Now let's talk about where the action is. The top 3 towns for commercial activity. First, Carlisle. Carlisle is the county's deepest commercial market by some distance. 512 commercial-leaning transactions over the 5-year window. That's about 26% of countywide flow. Median price around £117,500. The occupier base is the most diversified in the county. Local government, professional services, the university, and the manufacturing legacy of Pirelli and Crown Holdings. 23 keyword-matched office transactions. The largest identifiable office series in Cumbria. The acutest lot at numbers 9 to 17 Victoria Viaduct, a supermarket and development asset, sold post the May sale last year, a useful reference point for the Carlisle city centre repositioning market. Second, Barrow-in-Furness. 454 transactions, second only to Carlisle, at a median of around £82,500. Barrow is one of the most distinctive single-employer towns in the United Kingdom, anchored almost entirely on BAE Systems submarines. The Dreadnought build cycle and the AUKUS expansion are positive demand drivers through to the late 2030s. The acuitous lot at 164 to 166 Dalton Road, let at £32,500 per annum, sold post the March sale in 2024, the principal Barrow auction reference. Third, Workington. Workington sits on the West Cumbria coast. 256 commercial-leaning transactions, an £82,000 median, the lowest in the county. Post-coal and post-steel, in legacy terms, but anchored in the present by the Sellafield nuclear supply chain. And crucially, Workington produced one of the county's two clean auction yield references. Lot 65, units 8 and 13 on Peart Road on the Derwent Howe Industrial Estate, sold for £11,000 at the September sale in 2024, against a passing rent of £770 per annum. That's a 7% net initial yield on a small-ticket West Cumbria industrial estate ground rent. The clearest small-ticket industrial yield benchmark we have for the county. Worth a quick word on Penrith and Kendal too, the two Lake District gateway towns. Penrith, 228 transactions at a £200,000 median, 22 keyword-matched office transactions, and 22 agricultural transactions. An unusually deep mix for a town of 15,000 people, driven by the M6 Junction 40 location, pulling in regional service occupiers. Three acuitous lots make Penrith the most auction-active town in the county. The Travis Perkins trade counter at Gilwilly Industrial Estate, let at £100,000 per annum, was withdrawn after the September sale in 2024, and then sold prior to the November sale that same year. Institutional trade counter product clearing on private treaty, not under the hammer. The B&M lot at numbers 9 to 10 Middlegate, let at £50,000 per annum, was offered at the October sale last year. Together, those prints define the M6 corridor roadside and trade counter market. Kendal, 169 transactions at a median of around £229,000, the southern gateway to the Lake District. And Kendal produced the headline, secondary yield benchmark for the entire county. The lot at 28 Longpool, high street retail with residential upper parts, sold for £193,000 at the September sale in 2024, against £18,500 per annum passing. That's a 9.6% net initial yield. It is the anchor print for the Cumbrian secondary high street discussion. A second Kendal lot, the retail asset at 44 to 50 Stricklingate, let at £55,000 per annum, sold prior to the March sale last year, a useful prime Kendal High Street reference to set alongside the Longpool print. Whitehaven and Ulverston round out the picture. Whitehaven, immediately south of Sellafield, 127 transactions at a £95,000 median. Ulverston, north of Barrow on the Furness Peninsula, 105 transactions at a £170,000 median, drawing demand from the BAE workforce growth. And inside the national park itself, Windermere and Keswick. Windermere, 86 transactions at a £385,000 median. Keswick, 52 transactions at a £467,000 median, the highest in the county. The acuitous lot at 2 High Street, Windermere, a former bank with a development angle, sold for £231,000 at the September sale last year. That is the only Lake District National Park auction reference in the dataset. So let's talk about the yield environment overall. Cumbria produces a thinner auction-cleared dataset than Lancashire or Yorkshire. 9 acuitous lots matched across recent catalogues. 3 in Penrith, 2 in Kendal, and 1 each in Carlisle, Barrow, Workington and Windermere. 2 of those lots have a fully priced yield record. Kendal Longpool at 9.6%, Workington Peart Road at 7%. Together, those prints sit 2 to 4 percentage points wider than equivalent secondary stock in Lancashire, and 3 to 5 wider than the prime regional benchmarks in Manchester and Leeds. Cumbrian secondary stock trades meaningfully wider than peer regional markets. That's the geographic risk premium and a thinner pool of bidders. Which brings us to lender appetite. Cumbria is materially shallower than Lancashire on lender depth. High street banks, Lloyds, NatWest, Barclays, HSBC, Santander, all cover the county through their Manchester, Liverpool and Newcastle offices. Carlisle is the principal direct relationship target. Appetite is concentrated on prime Carlisle city centre office, the M6 corridor at Penrith, well-let trade counter and supermarket stock on national covenants, and selected Lake District hotel and hospitality assets with strong trading records. Challenger banks, Aldermore, Shawbrook, Oak North, Alica, Hampshire Trust, Cambridge and counties, dominate the £1 to £10 million special purpose company mid-market. The Lake District holiday let market is a particular specialism for Cumberland Building Society, Hodge and Together. Specialist short-term and development lenders, LendInvest, Octane, Roma, Glenhawk, Avamore, cover bridging, refurbishment and value-add finance across the Carlisle Fringe, the Barrow accommodation pipeline, and the Lake District repositioning market. What to be cautious about? Four county-specific risks. First, planning friction inside the national parks. Roughly half the county sits inside the Lake District or the Western Yorkshire Dales, and any change of use or new build inside those boundaries is materially harder, slower and more expensive than the equivalent scheme outside. Second, single employer concentration risk. Barrow's BAE anchor and the Sellafield complex both create occupier markets highly correlated with the underlying defence and nuclear programmes. Third, post-industrial covenant depth. The West Cumbria coast carries a thinner private sector occupier base than central Carlisle, with industrial heritage remediation risk on legacy sites. Fourth, Lake District tourism seasonality. The hospitality and short-let stock in Windermere, Keswick and parts of Kendal carries seasonal income concentration that lenders treat with care. Outlook. The 12-month picture through to the second quarter of next year is one of measured continuity. HMLR transaction volumes look stable at the higher end of the post-2022 range. The 9-lot auction tape confirms an active two-tier market, small-ticket high street and ground rent products clearing in the 7 to high single-digit net initial yield range, and prime trade counter and national covenant retail clearing on private treaty inside the auction guide range. Prime Carlisle and M6 corridor yields are unlikely to compress materially without a clear rate cycle pivot. West Cumbria secondary yields have already absorbed most of the repricing seen through 2023 and 2024. What to watch? The BAE Barrow submarine programme and its knock-on into the Furness Peninsula. The Sellafield-anchored West Cumbria supply chain. The Lake District holiday-let regulatory environment, which continues to evolve. The Penrith M6 Junction 40 trade counter cluster. And the special purpose company acquired residential investment market across the wider county, where commercial mortgage demand has been remarkably stable through the cycle. Lender competition for quality income remains broad across the county for the right asset and the right sponsor. The constraint in Cumbria is the asset, not the capital. If you're considering a commercial property deal in Cumbria, get in touch with us at commercialmortgagesbroker.co.uk. I'm Georgina. This has been your Q2 2026 briefing.